Everybody on the Reddit, I am back with another Midnight Ramble, because I am the Midnight Rambler. That sounds like an Allman Brothers song. No, that's Midnight Rider. I think Midnight Rambler is more like a Rolling Stones song off of Let It Bleed. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, but anyway. Yes, so as per usual, I cannot sleep at all. So I am hyped up on my usual drink of choice, Pepsi Max. Why is this even surprising at all? It shouldn't be. So here's two things I'm hyped up on. Pepsi Max and some good music. Now, I'm gonna be outright honest with you. Like, I'm gonna be very real with you right now. I genuinely, really, truly thought that today's music was complete crap. I used to think that all of it was just bleh, but I think the problem of it was I didn't really do that deep of digging to find good music from today's, you know, kind of decade. And so right now I am just thinking, wow, Past Me must have been a huge idiot, because she did not even try to look for good music that may exist today. And so, right now, I have heard of this, I don't even know why I haven't heard of her sooner, but she is, she won 2 Grammys, I think, this year, and, shit, and her name is Her. Yeah, I mean, good lord, I've been watching all these, Tiny Desk concerts on YouTube, and it was, it was so good, so good. Yeah, because, I don't know, it's just, I don't even know why I haven't heard of her sooner, because she could sing, she could play the guitar. She could play a little bit of the keyboards, too. Yeah, she could play the keyboards. And, I was listening to her, her doing Focus. Or was it Hard Place? I forgot which one. But both of them were very good. Really, the whole entire Tiny Desk concert was very, very good. Very good. And, but after hearing her sing, it's just like, oh my gosh, this girl is only 21 years old, and she seriously got chops. She does. I mean, baby girl can sing, she can play guitar, she can play the piano. Oh god, if I didn't even know any better, I thought she would have been the next Prince or something. No, she's got like a combination of Alicia Keys, Stevie Wonder, Aaliyah, all those singers, and her voice is just like silk. It is like smooth, and she has got the most beautiful alto I've ever heard, and I don't think many people would say that many people today would say that you can't find a singer that with that great of control. She's got a crap ton of control in her voice, and her runs her little vocal runs, they are just, they're seamless, they're flawless. To me, they are. And it's, I'm kicking myself that I have not heard of her any sooner than I have. Like, I haven't even bothered listening to it until about a few nights ago. And I'm just sitting there just slack-jawed, just thinking, why haven't I just stopped and listened to it? Because this woman blows my mind. It's so amazing. And it makes me have more of an appreciation for R&B music. I mean, I remember when I was younger, I used to grow up in a predominantly black and Hispanic neighborhood when I was younger. And it would bring back memories of just sitting on the front porch of a friend's house, listening to R&B music on the radio, and just sitting there, just drinking Coke, and it brought back some. Those to me were pretty good memories, I thought. And this was around, well, I'm gonna get a little personal if y'all don't mind. It was about during the time when after my mom. After my parents split, and we lived in, me and my mom, we lived in an apartment complex where it was predominantly black and Hispanic. And I don't know, it's probably the best memories that I've ever had, really, because we didn't have a lot. You know, it's just the memories that I have, I think, and the music that I've listened to at around that time, it kind of shaped my taste in music somewhat, 'cause I have, not only do I have a very, very huge appreciation for classic rock, for progressive rock, I really do have a respect for R&B music as well. And so, I mean, listening to her, it kind of brought back some memories, some pretty good memories, because I think her music reminds me of the stuff that I used to listen to back then. And it was, I don't know, something about the way she sings, the way she writes her music, it's amazing. It brings back a lot of memories, you know. See, this is the kind of soul music and R&B music that I wish can make a comeback. And I think I think she can help bring it all back. I think it's she's very talented, very, very talented. And another thing I want to go on about this is because, okay, here's another thing I want to point out. After hearing a singer do so many runs and you're just kind of just sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, what were those runs? I've gotta try and emulate them. Or, yeah, because even if you hear a singer do like high notes or vocal runs and all the melismas and all that, you kind of feel like you're tempted to do the same thing after listening to it. It's playing in your head, but once you try and sing it, it sounds like, no, a big pile of nope. 'Cause I usually get like that. Every time I would hear someone try and do a flawless, seamless vocal run, and I stop it, and I try and do it, often end up messing up. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I don't really do vocal runs all that much, but they're fun to do. They're really fun to do, even though I don't specialize in them a lot. And I like when singers do that. They kind of gives me a little oomph to it. Of course, everyone knows this. But especially if it's with a person that usually doesn't do it a lot. Because let me tell you about this one time. Oh, let me tell you. Oh, let me tell you about this one time. I was listening to a version of "Mistreated" by Deep Purple, and Glenn Hughes. Now he used to be the bass player for Deep Purple, and his singing is ooh, child, ooh, 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 ooh. And I heard him do a version of Mistreated where they slowed it down and there was only his voice and the electric piano going, and I just thought, okay, so this guy is mainly a heavy metal hard rock singer, but yet he's giving me those vocal runs like he's been doing this, yeah, basically he's been doing this all his life, but this guy, like, he's giving me all them R&B vocal runs, like the J or something like that. I don't know. It's just the way he does it. I thought, man, oh my God, where have I been? How? Oh my God. I didn't even know he could sing like that. I just thought he was one of those, what? One of those singers. Well, he is, but not only that, this guy, oh Lord, he's got a range. He has got a range. Glenn Hughes, A1, I thought. And so many people were just like, oh my God, can you just cut out all the Beyoncé vocal flips? Oh my God. I'm like, no. No, keep singing it. Keep going with the vocal runs. I love it. I love it because I don't think they were that used to hearing him do all those things, 'cause they're usually used to him singing hard rock and heavy metal like he usually does with Deep Purple and I forget Black Country Communion. Yeah, he was in a band with Joe Bonamassa and Jason Bonham. I think that I don't know which other bands he was in. I don't really remember. That those are the only bands I remember him being in is Deep Purple and Black Country Communion. Yeah. So, but I will give you this: Glenn Hughes is not only a really good bass player, he is a fabulous vocalist, I think, with a pretty good range on them, I thought, I think. And it's just, it amazed me at how he could do those vocal runs seamlessly like that. And I'm just like, wait, I thought he was a hard rock vocalist. I thought he was a screamer. Nope, he's a runner. He's not only a screamer, he's a runner. Yeah, that's what I like to call a lot of people who like to do all these vocal runs, the runners. I think I could be a runner from time to time, but I don't really do it all that much 'cause when I was younger, I used to think, oh, come on, don't waste your time doing any of that. But then as I grew older and older, I got a little bit of an appreciation for it because you hear that a lot in R&B music, and you hear that in like some rock music. Hey, Got some from Paul Rogers from Bad Company, Steve Walsh from Kansas, of course. You're gonna hear runs everywhere in genres, each genre. And I'm probably being Captain Obvious right now, but it's without runs, there's not much there's not much you could really get into, I think. And I don't know, that may be just me. That may be just me because I feel that when you add a vocal run in a song, even if it's just one, even if it's just one, it gives it a lot more of a unique style to it, I think. I don't know. But yeah. I guess that's probably, it's just, yeah, I guess. I don't know if anything I'm saying is making any sense, being that it is midnight and I am hooked up to my eyeballs with Pepsi Max. Ah! Tark's gone crazy. Stop her, please. Anyway, yeah. I don't know. I think not only do I have a high note fetish, I have a vocal run fetish as well. I have no idea, because every time I hear a vocal run that's done perfectly, I just can't help but make that stink face like, oh girl, yes. Or oh boy, yeah, keep going. Keep going, yes, yes, yes. Even that card agrees with me. Outside. Don't know. But, see, that's the thing about me. When it comes to music, I like being surprised. I like being surprised with things that I thought I won't like, but here I am digging this kind of music and thinking, well, it's kind of nice that you've hopped off your high horse for a little while, isn't it, Tark? Well, no, it's I mean, for a while, I used to be very predominantly into just classic rock and just progressive rock. And that was a phase for me when I thought, you know what, don't give me none of that, ooh, yeah. Don't do that, please. But about a couple years later, trying to come out of that phase and broadening my horizons, I think that, that yay thing is pretty good. You might be surprised, 'cause when I was younger, I used to listen to a bunch of Mariah Carey, bunch of Christina Aguilera, Whitney Houston, all those singers that love to do the vocal runs. And I used to emulate them when I was younger. But for a while, I kind of stepped back from it because I thought, well, wouldn't that ruin your voice? Because you're kind of doing that a little bit too. No, that wasn't what was damaging my voice. What was damaging my voice was trying to do all those whistle high notes that Mariah Carey always does. And so for a while I was just like, you know what, just don't do that. Just don't do it. Accept your fate as an alto, okay? Just don't do it. Don't zoo it. That's the key words. Don't do it. But yeah, for a while I was afraid of hitting high notes for a while. But after finishing eighth grade. Because I figured, you know what? Trying to hit those whistle notes ain't worth it. It is not. Just from now on, look up to all the male singers now. And here I am with my low voice self, because yes, I have accepted my fate as an alto singer. And I found that singing male songs were, I think, more comfortable to me, range-wise, doing it. And but then what got me into doing high notes again was listening to a lot of Prince as well, because he had a range like no other. That's another singer I really, really have an immense respect for. Multi-instrumentalist and a kick-ass vocalist to boot. I am telling you what. That guy, that's another guy I often look up to when I feel the need to get a little motivation to broaden my range a little bit. He's the one. He is the one that makes me less afraid of flubbing the high notes and just say, you know what? I'm gonna do it. I don't care if I hit it or not. I am going to hit it. Hit that note like a motherfucker. Hit that note like a motherfucker. I used to, oh man, I use that phrase now so often. Hit that note like a motherfucker. Hit that G spot like a motherfucker. Hit that truck like a motherfucker. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh gosh, this Pepsi Max is getting to my brain a little bit. But anyway, yeah. Excuse me. I promised I wasn't gonna burp in any more of these audios, but I clearly lied. Anyway, yeah. So that's basically all I want to say, is that some of these artists today have really, really kind of broadened my horizons a little bit. Where I think, oh, I'm not gonna like this. This is auto-tuned to the fucking max. Because I don't like auto-tune that much. Because I don't know. I'm a butthead. I'm a butthead who doesn't like auto-tune. Man, Tark is an asshole when it comes to music. But no, it's just with that concert I've seen on YouTube of her performing all the songs like Focus, Hard Place, you know. I didn't even spot one bit. One speck of autotune at all. It's just like all of it was flawless. You wouldn't even need autotune. None of these people need autotune. She didn't even need it because her voice, like I said, was like silk. Her voice is flawless. And she, 21 years old and with a voice so mature, so rich. With a beautiful alto, my goodness. That girl's got it. That girl is going places. She already won two Grammys this year. And so that's really, really impressive. It's very awesome. Because you know, she's got a voice. She has a really, really good voice. I mean, wow. Just wow. Yeah, I could go on rambling longer, but I think I should stop it here. Because I may run the risk. I think I've already run the risk of repeating myself, and yeah. Yeah. I would love to do, and I love doing these rambles for y'all so much. I love talking about music a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. And yeah, I hope y'all like it. And I think I'm gonna have one more swig of Pepsi Max, and it's off to bed I go. All right, I'll see you later. Darkest Trooper signing off.